Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Before we go into the cases you were mentioning, Stan, anyone looks at the map of Pennsylvania, looks at the states with which it borders, like Ohio and Maryland, New Jersey, New York, I'm wondering here, in doing your studies of cases, do you coordinate with UFO investigators in neighboring states to see where some of these cases might originate?
I've had contact with a lot of people over the years. Unfortunately, many of these folks have passed away. There's still some contacts I have in some of the neighboring states, so we do keep in contact in West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, different places like that, New York. And so I keep pretty much up to date of what's going on and to see comparisons. And, for example, down in West Virginia, I believe it's called Weird West Virginia. There's a link on my website that people can look at this really interesting video that the researchers down there sent over to me. And this was a daylight video of a white cigar-shaped object. And this happened during the time we were having all those sightings around in March of this year here in western Pennsylvania. And also there have been a number of other similar cigar-shaped object reports as recent as about a week ago, again in daylight, with pictures that we're looking into right now that are very similar. So you're getting a lot of these large, solid, wingless-looking objects being seen from different areas. And there are other reports coming in, too. V-shaped objects, triangular objects. These things are going on again. It's going on constantly. I've been very, very busy around here, I can tell you, over the last few weeks and months. And it's just nonstop. Interesting report came in.
Before we get to that, you were about to talk about a case in our last segment before I segue to the neighboring states. Could we go back to that briefly?
Let's go back and do that. Sorry, got sidetracked here with so much going on. Okay, so anyhow, the incident that I'm going to talk about occurred February 6, 1974, near Ohio Pile up in Fayette County. Some of your listeners will remember the time period. There was a big national trucker strike across the country. There was gas rationing. Everybody seems to remember that. There was a lot of violence across the country on the highway. So here in Pennsylvania, the National Guard and the state police were on patrol together, and you had some members of both units that responded to this incident. I couldn't get up to the site till the next morning because I couldn't get gas here in Greensburg. Anyhow, the story goes, this woman lived in this little cabin home for years and years deep up in the mountains. She knew animals very well. She was a very good shot. She was just sitting in a little cabin home that evening, watching TV as normal, when she heard this commotion on her small front porch. She had some empty pop cans out there, and someone was knocking the pop cans around. Anyhow, her thought was, you know, a few weeks before there was a pack of wild dogs in the area. I bet the dogs are back. I'll just grab my shotgun. I'll fire over their head and they'll scare the dogs away. So she goes over. She loads one chamber of her 16-gauge double-barrel shotgun, and she walks over to the front door. She opens up the door, steps out, and flicks on the light from the front porch. There's no dogs there, but I believe it was about 6 feet in front of her. Here's this huge, at least 7 foot tall, hair-covered creature with long arms. And as soon as she put the light on, she had to put his arm straight up over its head. And when I interviewed her many times, she never called it a Bigfoot. She said, it looked like a great big hairy ape. What does she do? It puts its arms up over its head. She fires right into it with her shotgun. She said, there's this brilliant burst of light, like the flash on a camera, and the creature physically vanishes and disappears. But that's not the end of the story. Her in-laws lived about 100 feet away. They heard the gunshot, and they called her and asked her what was going on. She tried to explain it to them. The son-in-law grabs his sidearm, starts walking down that dark road, and as he's getting closer to her cabin, he said he's surrounded by four or five hairy people with eyes like coals of fire. And at about the same time, there's this large object, luminous object with lights on it. They said like a big Christmas ornament hovering over the woods at the same time. That's when they called the state police. Well, I talked to the primary investigator, and he said by the time they found the place way up in the mountains, he said everything was gone, but he said something very strange had gone on there. That he basically based on the animal reactions. Now, I told you earlier, I've never seen a Bigfoot or UFO, but I have seen the animals react, because I've been out to some of these locations with Bigfoot sightings within minutes after they took place. And very commonly, even your most vicious dogs, when they're in the vicinity of these creatures, they shake, they cower, they don't bark, they hide. Even sometimes they don't even eat right for a day or two, sometimes 3 days later, I've been told. So he said when they got up there wasn't a sound. The dog, they had several big dogs. There was no barking. There was other animals there. They were not acting normally according to people that owned the property. They were not eating properly. They were moving around areas they generally didn't go into. Also, very interesting, they had a very young baby, as I recall. And they told me the night this happened, that baby just cried and cried like never happened before or since, as though the baby was sensing something. So that was the case, among others, that indicated we're dealing with something that's both physical and non-physical both.
Okay, let's go back to the current stuff. How recently do you have a case you can tell us about?
I have several cases just in the last few days, and right now they're still under investigation. Before we get to that one, let me tell you about this one, August 14th. So this is down in the Mon Valley area. This is about 30 miles outside of Pittsburgh. So these are the small communities that kind of parallel along the Monongahela River. By the way, a lot of history down there of UFOs, Thunderbird sightings, Bigfoot sightings, all kinds, for years and years. I've been down there since the 70s investigating incidents. This occurred, again, the evening of August 14th, and apparently there was two neighbors. It was a nice evening. These two people were sitting outside on the porch, and the guy called me that evening, and he said it happened about 8:45 p.m. that evening. I got the report around 11:25, and he said they see this large, luminous, orange triangular object. So it's across the river up along the tree line, and it said it appeared over the trees in a wooded area, and the point of the triangle was straight up, and the object moved upward slowly above the trees, then moved slowly to the left, then moved to the right, then began to accelerate in speed as it rode higher into the sky, into the clouds, and was gone. About 10 minutes later, a second similar object that did basically the same thing, but this object rose from lower than the tree line, and then moved up over the trees and into the sky and into the clouds as well and was gone. He said they sat there for 2 hours and never saw anything again. But that was very, very interesting. And so September 3rd, and again, I know I have numerous other reports in between. I don't have all this right in front of me right now. But September the 3rd, down in Washington County, this was early in the evening. It was still light out. And this fella's cutting grass. He happens to look up and sees this luminous, long, cylindrical, he says, cigar-shaped object, had no wings, contrail, was completely silent. He estimates it was about 2,000 feet high, and he said it looked pure white in color.
How high?
He said he estimated about 2,000 feet high.
Okay.
And he sees a lot of aircraft there, and he said this thing looks much longer than the other commercial aircraft he sees flying over the area. But he was able to get a few pictures of them, which are being analyzed at this time. And then there have been a number of other reports now in the last few days about cigar-shaped object and also kind of a V-shaped, kind of a V or triangular-shaped object was taken as well.
I'm going to mention something before we get to our next case. As our listeners probably know, this show will be heard after the Apple September 14th event, where they're going to introduce a brand new iPhone. Why should we care about the new iPhone? There are reports that will have improved photo-taking capability for distant objects. You can take a picture and see the stars, which you really can't see right now if you take a picture of the sky, quite the same way. This may also help it capture UFO sightings at night. Make them perhaps more distinct. We'll have to see what the announcements are. You'll know before we know based on when we're doing this show. Stan Gordon, Gene Steinberg, and Tim Swartz. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Stan Gordon, let's continue with those case histories. But wouldn't it be nice to have a smartphone that's better able to catch nighttime pictures of small distant objects?
Oh, most definitely. And even so, even with some of the cameras they have today, Sometimes we get lucky and we get some fairly good pictures in daylight. But again, as you mentioned, so many of these sightings are at night and the cameras are not designed to focus and take pictures of objects at that distance. So you get pictures, but they're out of focus or blurry, and their resolution is so poor, it's very hard for anybody to do a good analysis of what was in the picture. But at least we're getting something on occasion. Again, here's another example of more recently, June 12th. This would be up in Cambria County, up to the biggest, one of the bigger towns that there would be around Johnstown. This would be in a rural area. I received a call. It was around 7:18 p.m. The initial report, this witness saw this cigar-shaped object. It had no wings. He estimated about 200 feet off the ground. And he said the front rear section appeared to be white or silver in color, seemed to be somewhat rounded on the ends. The center was kind of a grayish-blue color. He only saw it for a few seconds, didn't have time to grab his camera. It was a little later that evening, I think it was around 7:30, if I recall, that he sees it again, but it's much higher. Appeared, it may be the same object or similar, much higher in the sky. But he did take several pictures with his camera. He had a digital camera, an older model camera. He captured it, but it's so small, there's not enough detail. There's something on there, and it's interesting, but not enough to really do a good analysis on. But anyhow, at about 11:27 that night, I received another report from a suburb of Pittsburgh. This fella had seen the object he was calling me about around 8:30, so this is about an hour after the sighting in Cambria County, which would be about, I think, about 60 miles away. And the fellow in Pittsburgh said he saw this dark object approaching, and he said he estimated it hovered about 1,500 feet in the sky. It was completely silent. It looked black in color, was rounded and long, had no lights. He grabbed his binoculars, and he said that each side appeared to be kind of bulbous, and they said the center was thin. He thought it was about 75 feet long, but he said what was so unusual is that as he's watching this object, it's physically changing form. And this is something I get more and more reports of over the years, of these objects changing from one form into another. If you go to my website, there's two sketches on there that you could look at where he drew sketches of how it looked as it changed form. He said at times it looked gelatinous, that would stretch and shrink and go back to its original shape. And after a few minutes, the object began to pick up speed and move towards the northwest and accelerated out of sight up towards Butler County.
It's almost like you're not with these UFOs where they change form. It's not like you're seeing the entire craft. It's almost like you're seeing just a portion of it coming from wherever. You know, I often think of, say, like a fish tank and what the fish see if you would poke your finger into the top of the water. All they would see would be this strange thing, you know, oval type of object floating at the top. But there's much more attached to that. Makes you wonder if that's the same case with some of these UFO sightings.
Yeah, in some cases, these things actually change into another form. I don't have the details from my memory. Again, this is probably 3-4 years ago in the afternoon. This was probably 30 miles outside of Pittsburgh. A man and his wife are riding down this road, just taking a nice drive the afternoon. There's no other vehicles around on the highway. And suddenly, I think it was like a misty form, began to form a rectangular object. And it moved over a couple lanes of the highway, and it physically changed into a big, big spherical object that moved again, and it changed back to the rectangular object. I may have it backwards, it was similar, and then it vanished and disappeared. Mm-hmm. I remember him saying, for about a minute or two, I didn't say anything to my wife at all about it, and she didn't say anything, and then I brought it up, and she said, you saw it too. And they didn't even want to talk about it together because they didn't think either one would believe them, but they both saw the same thing.
Well, we've talked quite a bit about the Bigfoot type of cryptids, but, I mean, Pennsylvania is also well known for big bird sightings, and you've got some fairly recent ones that have just come in.
I've been investigating, again, for a better term, over the years, we talk about Thunderbird sightings, and there's similarities but differences. So, you know, some people might categorize them in separate categories. Basically, a lot of the typical Thunderbird reports from witnesses are they're seeing something that looks like a huge overgrown turkey vulture, generally dark brown or black. So that's very, very common. But we're talking about wingspans. And, you know, again, just like with UFO sightings, very difficult to judge altitude and size. But luckily, we have some cases where these things are very low to the ground or actually have been on the ground on the road with the wings completely spread open, and they can get a very good estimate of the wingspan. And we're talking, some cases, 10 to over 20 feet wide. So those are amazing. But over the years, I've investigated many of these reports. So you've got that typical report. And then you also have incidents where you have these very large flying creatures that are generally, again, black, dark, but they're leathery, no feathers. They look like more like a giant bat. And then you've got people, and again, some of these witnesses, again, they're very credible people who are so reluctant to even tell you what they saw. And they swear what they saw looked prehistoric, like a pterodactyl or a pterodactyl. And then we have some of these other cases where people describe something that looks almost like a dragon. And then you have other instances where we have these flying humanoid, winged humanoid sightings. So it's just amazing the strange things that go on. But, yeah, we... back in May of this year, we began to have a number of reports come in from different areas, and this was actually in downtown Greensburg, which is only a short distance from where I live, just maybe a mile down the road is South Greensburg. It's a main thoroughfare, Route 119, and for years there have been reports of these huge flying creatures very low, sometimes following the truck and car traffic in that area. And right around that area, which is pretty well populated, and there's some woods around, there have been Bigfoot sightings, UFO sightings, and this is all a pretty populated area. And but anyhow, on May 23rd, this person was in downtown Greensburg, and the witness happened to notice over at the corner of Otterman and Maple, seeing something in the sky, and said, I was just stunned to what I saw, and said the wingspan of this thing looked to be about two car lengths long. And the observer said that it was huge, that it was all black in color, it had a defined elongated head with a sharp pointed beak and also a pointed protuberance at the back of the head. And the body was featherless and appeared to be covered with leathery skin. The tail was straight and looked similar to a lizard's tail, however, it seemed to be curled up at the bottom. When the creature made a left turn into the flight, the woman could not see its legs. They were possibly tucked underneath it. And there's a sketch of it on my website as well. And then I get a report that another person north of Greensburg, and that would have been, I believe that was the, I'm not sure it was the day before or day after. I've got so many reports in my head right now, but it was within a day or two.
Stan Gordon, Jim Steinberg, Tim Swartz, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. Nearly 30 U.S. citizens were able to leave Taliban-controlled Afghanistan after the full withdrawal of U.S. troops, the State Department confirmed Saturday.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price, in a statement, said, "We can confirm that a Qatar Airways charter flight departed from Kabul yesterday with 28 U.S. citizens and 7 lawful permanent residents on board." President Joe Biden's call to tax the wealthy will hurt the nation's poor while barely affecting the nation's richest people, Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican of Texas, insisted Saturday to Newsmax.
The ultra-wealthy are the only ones you can't tax. They can afford to move. They can afford to hire lawyers and accountants to change the way they receive income. They can get around whatever it is you're taxing.
This is USA Radio News. If Canadians elect a minority government next week, Liberal or Conservative, Justin Trudeau loses. The Liberal Prime Minister gambled on an election he did not have to call. If the Conservatives win, he'll suffer the worst kind of bad beat. And if the Liberals scrape by, he'll still take heat for Canadians calling his bluff. That lead crumbled early, and Trudeau is now in a tight race against Conservative leader Erin O'Toole in the final stretch of a 36-day campaign that ends Monday. Trump derangement syndrome was on full display at MSNBC as Jeremy Bash, former chief of staff of the CIA and the Defense Department, opines regarding General Mark Milley's discussions with his Chinese counterpart.
Totally comfortable with what General Milley did in this case. Moreover, I think in this particular matter, because there was such a lunatic in the Oval Office, someone who was unpredictable, someone who had politicized intelligence.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Hey, folks, let's continue with Stan Gordon. Go ahead, please.
Here's a really interesting report. So among the reports coming in, I find out that another very interesting incident had occurred. And this was down in eastern Pennsylvania. And I got the call on May 26th, and this happened early April, and this was in daylight, and this person was pulling into a parking lot for a scheduled appointment where this occurred, and she was a few minutes early, and she was talking with her friend on the cell phone, and suddenly something flew over top of her vehicle that shadowed the entire size of her car. In fact, it was so apparent that she actually ducked her head thinking it was a small plane coming down right over top of her. And she commented to her friend about what just had happened. Said moments later, she saw the biggest bird she had ever seen flying in front of her car. And she told her friend the size of the bird was unimaginable. The giant bird never flapped its wings. It just soared toward the office where the woman was going to be going. And it looked like it was going to land on the roof. So she told her friend she was going to go out and try to get a picture of this huge thing. She exited her vehicle and began to walk towards the back of the building where she felt the creature had landed, and the huge creature was perched on the highest point of the chimney. She only looked up for a moment. At the same time, the giant bird looked down at her, made eye contact with her, and she said it had piercing, fiery eyes. And she said the eyes were large and round, even from that distance up on the roof. They were vivid and green, red, and orange in color. The witness stated the size of the creature was the most amazing thing she had ever seen. Moment later, It looked down. She realized it made direct contact with her. She immediately turned and ran in panic and disbelief. As she turned the corner, she looked back for a second, and the huge winged creature was gliding toward her at an angle. It was only about 8 feet behind her, and its talons were out. The woman made it to the door and actually just pushed in the private door office and yelled and screamed that she was being attacked by this huge bird. Anyhow, upon further investigation, we found out that the professional who she was to visit was so glad that she had that this person had confirmed his account because he had an encounter with the same thing previously in the same area a while back. So that's a really interesting story. And then there was another report I got now from the other part of Pennsylvania. This just happened about a month ago. It was the same kind of detail. This person was very, very shook up. This person was sitting outside when suddenly this huge flying creature, same thing, came down within 10 feet with this gliding down and said this thing did the same thing and made direct eye contact with that witness. So in two cases, you got something very, very similar and very interesting.
You know, I just can't help but think how a person would feel. I know how I would feel if you make eye contact with something like this and you can tell immediately, uh-oh, I'm screwed.
Well, and then I think the worst part is they tried to share this with people close to them and people were very reluctant to believe what they were telling them. You know, they're giving me the same kind of details. I've heard, you know, these stories for years and years. And then, so let me also tell you this. This past Monday, this was around 6:30 in the morning, and this person who called me has I can't go into what the background is, but I can just tell you, it's a very experienced type of observer, and he's pumping gas at a filling station. It's just getting a light out in the area. He says as he's pumping gas, his attention is drawn to this huge bird that's flying just over the treetops across the road. And he said to me in the interview, he said it was like Jurassic Park over the trees. He only saw this huge flying creature about 10 seconds and didn't have time to grab his phone to take a picture. He was just getting a light out. He said it looked all dark. It had very long legs and a tail and a very wide wingspan. He said it occasionally flapped its wings very slowly and also just soared while it was under observation as it moved out of sight down the road. And he knows turkey vultures. He knows blue herons. And he said this thing was much, much bigger. So, and then there was another report the next day in another area from a person that had no way of knowing about these large bird sightings. So that's just an example of what's been going on.
I suppose it's not outside of the realm of possibility that you could have, especially in mountainous and forest regions, that, you know, there's some kind of relic population of, you know, oversized feathered birds. But a lot of these sightings seem to be prehistoric almost, pterodactyls, pterodons, that sort of thing. You know, something that, you know, as far as I know, it's just completely outside the possibility that there could be some kind of surviving species, at least here in the United States.
Right. And we haven't even talked tonight about many of the other very weird cryptid kind of reports we're getting, things that some people never even heard of before. And the whole point, again, I keep stressing when I'm talking to people about these things, it's impossible to have so many type of unknown creatures out there. Yet you have so many credible people from widespread areas who don't even know about these other people reports giving you very similar accounts with very similar small details. So you can't dismiss the reports. And the only thing, again, that makes any sense is that we're dealing with some kind of phenomena that under certain conditions, which we don't understand, they come in and out of our physical reality. They come and they go. They're here and they're gone. At times they leave physical evidence, and sometimes they don't.
All right, now I'm curious. Give me an example of a cryptid that people may not have ever heard of before, besides, you know, the usual Bigfoot and Thunderbirds.
Well, this is one that it's not very well known. But these reports now are coming in across the country. I've seen some people refer to them as crawler reports. It's something similar. But I may have had a couple reports prior to 2017, but this is when these reports began to come in from different places over a period of time, and they're continuing from different areas around the country. So this report actually came to me from a police officer who had just been on patrol. And I won't give the exact location at all, but I can just tell you it was here in Pennsylvania. And he's on patrol that evening in a rural area that he commonly patrolled. He's riding down the road, and he sees what appears to be a ball of very dull white light low to the ground. And he's thinking, well, I never saw any artificial lighting like that on the road. And he stops his patrol car, and suddenly that ball of light rises straight up from the ground, and he realizes this is the head of a very strange being about 6 feet or taller. It was tall and almost skeletal thin, completely hairless. The officer said he was of the opinion that the creature was first seen. It was lying on its belly on the ground with its head facing the road, and then it stood up. And he said the glow from the head was illuminating the upper section of the body. He said that the creature turned, at one point turned and faced him, then turned to the left, and he said it took off with an incredible speed towards the location away from the road. He said he assumed it ran, but he couldn't see its legs at that point, but he said the speed was abnormal. He said it was faster than anything he had ever seen. It was there and then was gone. Interestingly, that's how some people describe certain cryptids appearing and disappearing and doing the same thing I've heard from other witnesses. But he said that he could see its hands. No, he could not see its hands. He could see the shoulders, the top of the chest, and sections of the arms. The chest looked about 18 inches across. The waist appeared to be small. The arms were unusually long. The long limbs looked skeletal with no muscle mass. The skin tone appeared to be a dull grayish blue. He couldn't see any facial features. And when the thing took off, he pulled up, put a spotlight down. He didn't see any tracks whatsoever. So in the days to follow, other reports came in, but one in particular, and I'm trying to think, it's maybe about 30 miles away from that area, and I was at the location, so I saw where this was. This fellow that this involved, this was the fall of 2018, so it was two, three months later, and he lives in the woods. He knows animals. He lives with animals. He was up there working that evening when he heard something kind of bipedal, but it didn't sound right. He knew it wasn't any deer. So he goes down to his house, and he's sitting there at the table. It's about 10 feet away from the back door, which has no drapes on it. It's completely unobstructed.
We're going to have an unobstructed announcement now. After being unobstructed, we'll talk about this weird, weird, weird creature. With Stan, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So you have an unobstructed view at the rear of this dwelling.
Yes.
And now the suspense builds. Go ahead, Stan.
So what he sees, crouched down at the door, was this thing unlike anything he had ever seen before. He said the humanoid-shaped being was on his hands and knees, staring directly at him. The creature looked like a skeleton covered with all gray skin. The creature was down on its gray, bony legs. The legs looked similar to the back legs of a greyhound dog. The arms were longer than normal, bony and hairless. The head was round and the neck was small. The head appeared to be right on the shoulders. The mouth was closed. The eyes were glowing a dull yellow color. He estimated the creature would stand 6 or 7 feet tall. He could see its spine protruding as it moved. He spun around a second and looked back, and he said the thing at that point was down on all fours like a dog, ran along the side of the wall of the house, and that's the last he saw of it.
Wow.
And reports similar now are coming in from many parts of the country, and other researchers are reporting on them as well. One report I had that was somewhat similar, and this occurred, I think, 2 or 3 weeks after the police officer's sighting in another area, is while a large UFO is hovering low, a strange, weird scream comes out of the woods, and this tall, skinny creature starts approaching the witness, came within 25 feet of the witness, and then goes back in the woods.
I've seen some videos that's been released recently that, you know, purportedly show these types of crawlers, but, you know, I mean, they're obviously CGI, but it's obvious that they're basing this on these really interesting reports that are coming in from all across the planet.
Yeah, and again, there's other kind of reports going on. Another phenomena that I deal with, because it goes on all the time, year after year we hear reports, are an out-of-place animal, Black Panther sightings. Mm. And, of course, Black Panthers are not an animal common in this part of the country and this part of the world. When you think of Black Panthers, we think of leopards and jaguars you see in the zoo. I believe it was last year we had 3 daylight sightings, all in daylight at close range. One ran within 10 feet of a witness. There's some very interesting things I found out of Black Panthers. Some of the weird things that we didn't even talk about tonight that I found out about Bigfoot, which suggests, again, that they are much stranger than just an unknown animal. There's some correlation between some of the Bigfoot activity and Black Panther sightings, and some of those appear in areas where ongoing phenomena is occurring, similar to Skinwalker, but in other areas here in Pennsylvania and around the country. But I had one case that is very significant, which ties in with the case I'll talk about with the dematerializing Bigfoot. And this involves the Black Panther. And if you want, I'll tell you about it.
Oh, sure, please.
All right, so this goes back to February of 1983. This is way out in the country. This fellow's getting home around 1 o'clock in the morning, and his car is overheating. So he pulls into his driveway, and he goes in to grab a can of antifreeze. And he's putting antifreeze in the vehicle, and as he's doing that, he hears his growl. So he turns around about 20 feet away. Here's this large black house cat that's just sitting there and growling at him. So he didn't pay too much attention to it. He goes back, and he's putting more antifreeze in the car. A few seconds later, he hears a second growl, but this time the sound is much deeper and much louder, and he turns around to look at the cat, and he's shocked because this large house cat has now physically grown about another foot in the size. So he reacts by throwing the empty antifreeze jug at the animal, which he hits. It ferociously growls at him like it's going to attack. It takes two or three steps backward, growls again, begins to move up the road that's illuminated. So the guy runs inside, grabs his pistol, and he takes a shot at this thing. He wasn't sure if he hit it, but he's watching this thing, and now it physically looks like a full-size Black Panther like you'd see in the zoo with a long tail and luminous yellow eyes glowing, staring at him and growling at him, and as he's watching him, the thing physically vanishes and disappears right in front of him.
In a lot of these cases that you have investigated, UFOs, cryptids, whatever, have you gone back afterwards to find out if anything else has happened to the witnesses? Because I know that a lot of UFO sightings, that's not the end of it. That the phenomena seems to attach itself at times to certain witnesses, and, you know, more stuff continues with them.
And that is correct. And yes, we did. And in many, many important cases we did, and most importantly, an interesting part of that, October 25th, multiple witness UFO landing with two Bigfoot in the field at the same time. Well, we kept in touch with that witness for years, and a lot of interesting things turned up. And again, we don't have time to talk about it. Years later, in one of these follow-up investigations with the witness, at the time it happened, there were some things that happened with the witness, and it was recommended at the time that neither we nor any professionals would hypnotize this witness. So now, many years later, we were just going to talk to that witness about the possibility of doing hypnosis. And my research associate and I were up there interviewing him, and we asked him about it, and he looks at us real oddly, and he says, "Well, why do you want to hypnotize me again?" And we look at him like, "Well, what are you talking about?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "You had guys from your group here, and they hypnotized me probably a couple weeks after it happened," because we had many teams up there. There were many investigations for weeks going on up at that site. It was a very interesting case and very involved. What he told us was, he said, he thought these two guys were associated with my group. He said one, however, one was in an Air Force uniform, and one was in a dark suit, and a man in the dark suit had a briefcase. They were questioning him. They wanted him to tell the whole story about what he saw with the UFOs and the Bigfoot. And when he was done telling them the story, the man pulled out from his briefcase photographs of both UFOs and Bigfoot. And one of the pictures of the Bigfoot, as I recall, was a Bigfoot climbing over a fence, I believe in Georgia, with a dead pig under its arm. And he wanted the witness to point out which UFOs and what Bigfoot looked similar to what he saw. And then apparently they did hypnotize him at that time, and afterwards they told him that they believed him, that they would be in touch with him, but he never heard from them again. And, of course, we tried to follow it up, and we never were able to find out who these fellows were.
So that would be interesting if the government, the U.S. government, is only interested in UFOs. Why would they care a whit or half a whit about cases that involve Bigfoot and other things? Hey, Stan, we're about out of time, but we're going to have you hang around for after the PowerCast where we have lots more questions. But right now, can you tell our listeners what you're working on for the near future?
Well, I'm constantly working on new cases. I'm actually working on a fourth book that hopefully might be out in a month or so, so we're getting closer to it. My books, by the way, are available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Website is stangordon.info. There's a lot of information on there. What you see on there is just an idea of the many, many reports I get, but there's a lot of interesting cases going on there back for many, many years. My contact information is on there. The easiest way to reach me by email is paufo@comcast.net.
paufo@comcast.net. Good luck with Comcast.
And the website is stangordon.info, I-N-F-O, stangordon.info.
Okay, and we'll be looking forward to that new book, you say, a month or two, so we're taking it to October, November?
Hopefully it'll be out sooner, but we've got a little bit of work yet to do, so we're getting closer.
And then as you finish the book, you'll be supplanted with new cases to investigate, huh?
The reports never end. I'm always getting new cases in.
Hey, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Check out the Paracast on Facebook if you care doing about that, because they're not letting us post the URL for the Paracast.com because they're freaking out, I guess, over us. We're making Facebook freak out. Imagine that. You can also get branded merchandise at theparacast.shop. That's theparacast.shop. We have several different logos and the T-shirts and the throw pillows and all that stuff. We don't offer $299 a year memberships like MUFON, where we give you lots of stuff you don't need. What we do is we offer it a la carte. You buy the stuff you like, and that's it. Theparacast.shop. We also have the Paracast Plus, where we feature a version of the show free of the network ads. Okay? Free of the network ads, plus the After the Paracast podcast. Go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus for more info. And by the way, if you go for a lifetime subscription, use the coupon code UFO20 and get a 20% discount for a limited time, theparacast.plus. You can find our guest co-host, Tim Swartz, at conspiracyjournal.com. Is that correct, Tim?
Yes, that's correct.
Conspiracyjournal.com. Stan Gordon, thank you so much for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me back on. It was a fun evening.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.